Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, something to think of while you're
here. Maybe our guest would have a place, too.
He might. He knows good places. He really does. And he's joining us now on the WaitForIt.com hotline. The guy who keeps his eye on all things Braves, but also Atlanta United.
We haven't talked to him in a while.
Yeah, I got playoffs coming today. Joe Patrick, welcome into the show, Joe. How you doing,
Joe?
Man?
I know, it's been too long, guys. Good to be back on. I was trying to think while you were having that discussion of what I would do, of what I would go see. It's funny, I was thinking of when I was a kid. I remember when the school went to the whole Renaissance Festival. My parents were like, "You don't need to do that." And then, so myself and a couple friends just went around with one of our parents, and we just like toured the city of Atlanta and like did some sightseeing and stuff. We went to like a science museum. That's why I always loved Sidetrack. But yeah, maybe the World of Coke. That'd be a fun one.
I did a thing for that once, Sidetrack.
Yeah.
You know, I got two places. Yeah. Years ago I did a little video for them. As we sit here and talk about them, if somebody from one of the studios are listening, like Tyler Perry, a tour would be beautiful.
Yeah.
Raven Drummer, my girl from over there, or she knows somebody that can make a call to the hotel that all these ladies are staying at, and Tyler Perry open his doors, make sure they all get, I don't know how many days they're going to be here.
Yeah.
But, you know, the little test, and man, that would be a great tour for them.
Yeah.
Either that or Top Golf.
Top Golf. I think some of them may end up at Tyler Perry's. I don't know if you can get all of them in there, but I'm sure a group of them may end up in there.
Top Golf.
Yep. It's playoff day. We're starting for our Atlanta United, and they're playing at this weird pitch, Yankee Stadium. It's great for baseball. A lot of people, you know, debate having it for soccer, but nevertheless, that's where they're going to play today. Thoughts about going there to play and start the playoffs at this place, Joe?
Yeah, it's a tough one. I mean, first of all, you got to just talk about it. It's very difficult to go to Yankee Stadium and win because it is so weird to play there. And NYCFC, just with that being their home stadium, they've really become accustomed to it where other teams aren't. So if you look back the last 70 times that they've played there, there's only been six teams that have won games, which is pretty incredible. That's a pretty incredible record. Of course, one of those was Atlanta United in 2018 in the MLS Cup playoffs, so it's not like Atlanta United hasn't done it before. But it's just very weird. It's not just that there's two issues, guys. One is because they're squeezing a soccer field inside of a baseball stadium, they're having to squeeze the field down. So as opposed to in some other sports like the NBA where you have the same exact size court everywhere, soccer is more like baseball where you can have modified sizes and it changes from place to place. And the size of the pitch inside NYCFC is just very narrow. It's smaller than any pitch you're going to see in MLS, and especially Mercedes-Benz Stadium, which is one of the bigger ones. But the other one, the other issue about playing in Yankee Stadium, which is interesting, Gonzalo Pineda said it feels twisted when you're playing on it. And what he's talking about is just the peripheral vision that you have when you're playing in a stadium where you don't have the normal fans like kind of boxing you in on all sides because you're in this weird dimensions of a baseball stadium. It can mess with your head, and it can mess with like kind of where you sense you are on the field at any given moment. And so those are the things that Atlanta United is going to have to deal with in this game. And again, it's going to be very tough, but they've done it before, so maybe you just hope there are still some good vibes there from when they were able to go out there and get a really impressive win in 2018.
So our own Joe Patrick joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 92.9thegame.com. Listen, Joseph Martinez coming off this knee injury. He hasn't played full minutes this year. Is that going to change now that we're in the playoffs?
Yeah, I think that they're kind of – they've been gearing him up to get him ready to go, not wanting to put too much pressure on his knee before that. I think they'll be expecting him to go as long as they need. If they're losing in the game, then, yeah, he will play the entire game. Only way he comes off the field, in my opinion, is if they have a comfortable lead, which we all hope is the case. So I think that he'll be ready. It was really good to see him finally get a goal here in this last game of the season against Cincinnati to kind of get him in some good form, get that good feeling of goal scoring back. And it was a heck of a goal for sure. So I'm sure that everybody will have been pleased to have seen that. But I think that, you know, that's going to be one of the big questions of this playoffs for Atlanta United is whether Joseph Martinez can kind of once again be that guy who's going to score the goals and be the leader of this team on the field that can put that scare into defenses that we're so used to seeing. It's been a long road for Joseph. Obviously, this season, just in and of itself has been a long road for him, just dealing with so many things, has missed games with injuries, not just with the knee, but some other injuries. But I think that he's probably as healthy as he's felt really since maybe the first month or two of the season. So you just hope that that can come up big for him, and he can, you know, put in some of the best performances he's had this year.
We're spending time on the waitforit.com hotline with Joe Patrick. He is social. You can find him on Twitter at J.A. Patrick, all lowercase 200. J.A. Patrick 200. Joe, we saw this team morph and change and transition throughout the season. How would you sum it up? I mean, we just watched the Braves team that went through a lot of different things, and finally at the end, it came out right. We saw something similar with this Atlanta United team because of guys being delegated to international play with some injuries, a coaching change. We had a lot of different drama with this squad, but yet here we are. You know, at the starting gate for the postseason. How do you sum up what this team was able to do this season?
Yeah, it is night and day a different team than what we saw at the beginning of the season. I mean, it feels like forever ago that Gabriel Heinze was the coach of this team, and they really struggled under him. And I would say, personally, I did not kind of agree with a lot of the tactics that he was using with this team that I just didn't think was getting the best out of many of the players. And I think that Gonzalo Pineda has clearly come in and been a much, much better fit and understood both the players at his disposal and also the realities of the league. And I think that comes from him just having experience. But, yeah, you're totally right that it is a different team. And it's funny you mentioned the comparison to the Braves because I was also making that comparison during the season just because I cover both the teams, and it really did feel like there was a lot of kind of similarities between just the ebbs and flows of the season and the way those teams are going. I also got to say, it's kind of funny to me that, you know, you see a lot of athletes now from around Atlanta who anyone who's struggling kind of hopes to channel some of that Braves energy and maybe we could turn it around.
Right.
I think I heard Matt Ryan saying that a couple weeks ago, and it hasn't worked out as well for the Falcons, but the Atlanta United is clearly in some of the best form of the league in the second half of the season. I mean, if you look at since Rob Valentino took over, only one team has more points per game than Atlanta United in the league. So they've been really impressive. And the key is going to be, can they kind of turn the switch on and get to this next level for the playoffs? Because and the MLS playoffs are so volatile. We see the top teams, the hottest teams, get knocked out immediately all the time. And really what you need to have success in this kind of setting is you got to be able to lock down defensively, not give up any easy goals, and just make life difficult on your opponent. That's what we saw Tata Martino do in 2018. In 2018, he left Ezequiel Barco and Tito Villalba on the bench for that entire playoff. They came off the bench. And so I don't know if we'll see something similar personnel-wise from Gonzalo Pineda, but I do think that he will want to drill in his team. We need to be organized and make sure we don't give up anything defensively first and then pick and choose our moments to go ahead and attack.
I think you guys just said it all, Joe. You and Sam, we need to get some pearls on Grady Jarrett and Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
I got to get them a string of pearls. Joe Patrick joining Sam and Greg. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Of course, the match we're talking about, Atlanta United, New York. That pregame starts 2:30, kick at 3, and you can hear that game after John Chuckery, who follows us from 10 until 2:30, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Listen, you mentioned the Braves, and you were right in the mix of all of that with Batter Up, your show on our station, mm-hmm. and we haven't had a chance to talk to you since that all happened. Joe, I can't remember how long you've been in Atlanta, if you've grown up here or you came here at a certain time, if you were around for the other Braves championship. But
I was.
All right, well then compare, because I have my own, but you in the mix working for this one, having just probably been a fan for the other one, tell us what that was like for you as the lead up to it and then the celebration afterwards.
It was crazy. I'll try not to go too long here, because I know you guys are probably coming up on break. We could talk for hours about this. Maybe we should, but you know, over some beers or something. But yeah, I mean, it really struck me when they came back to Atlanta for the play in that World Series, and you know, there was the stat that was the last time the Braves had won a World Series game in Atlanta was when Tom Glavin threw that masterpiece in Game 6 against the Indians. Like That's crazy that it was that long since that had happened. At that point, it felt historic to me, and it kind of really set in. And then, of course, they have the great homestand. They almost win the whole thing at home, which would have been incredible. But it was just amazing to watch this team over the course of the year just kind of stick with it. I mean, Charlie Morton, on June 22nd, after one of his starts, was saying, we got to get our – crap together, or Alex Anthopoulos is going to have to make tough decisions in terms of trading away pieces because they were trailing so far in the standings. And to go from that point to winning the whole thing, I mean, there's just nothing better. And it's so funny, having just recently seen, you know, the award season happen in baseball, where you're like, you know, fan bases are arguing whether this guy or that guy should have won the MVP or something. And it all just feels so trivial, you know, when your team just won the World Series.
Exactly.
Like, okay, you can have all those awards because we got the one that everybody wants. So it's been an awesome experience.
Sam says that we did get an award, though, Ozzy.
The Heart and
Hustle. That's right.
The
Heart and Hustle Award, yeah. So good for Ozzy. He deserves that. Yeah.
Hey, Joe, man, listen, thank you again. It was way too long since we've talked to you, and as long as Atlanta United is breathing here during these playoffs, we're going to maybe reach back out to you. We thank you. Enjoy your Thanksgiving, you and your family, and appreciate you coming on with us.
Hey, thanks. You guys, too. Thanks for having me on. I always appreciate talking to you guys. It's always fun.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.